مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello, learners. How are you doing? Welcome to this first great lesson. In this lesson, we will discuss a very important grammar structure, and that is will and going to. You probably have studied these tenses, but this is the time to use it in real life and realize where, how, and when to use it. You know, we use actually going to and will to speak about future. These are two great ways to speak about future. Remember that American people, instead of going to, sometimes they say gonna. We use it in casual and in informal speeches, gonna. We use going to speak about plans and arrangements. We use going to when we have intentions to do something before we speak. Actually, we have already made decisions before speaking. Okay, everybody, now let me give you some examples. Are you ready? I'm going to give you lots of examples using going to. Sentence number one. On my next vacation, I'm going to stay in a nice hotel in Paris. Or we can say, on my next vacation, I'm gonna stay in a nice hotel in Paris. So as you can see, we use going to speak about decisions that we have already made. Sentence number two. She's going to look for a nice job after her current contract ends. David's going to meet me at the airport at 8. So you can see in this sentence that David has already made this plan and he has already made this decision. Number four, we're going to get married next July. Or we can say, we're gonna get married next July. Going to sometimes changes to gonna, as I told you before in casual speeches. Sentence number five. They are going to visit Amy next week. They made plans to meet up on Monday. And the last sentence is, Peter and Powell are going to share an apartment when they move to New York. So as you can see, Peter and Powell, they have already made this decision and they have already talked about this plan. So as you can see, we use going to here to speak about future plans and decisions that we have already made. Very simple and very easy. Actually, you can use the present continuous for future in these cases too. Okay, for example, I'm traveling to Canada next week. We can use present continuous to speak about future plans in these cases. So let me give you some more examples. How can we use present continuous to speak about future plans? On my next vacation, I'm staying at a nice hotel in Paris. So here you can see we use present continuous to speak about future plans. We can use it instead of going to. David's meeting me at the airport at 8. Can we say David's going to meet me at the airport at 8? Yes, there is no difference here. And the last sentence is, we are getting married next July. So here also we can use present continuous to speak about plans that we have already made. Okay, everybody, so we realized how and where to use going to and present continuous. As I told you before, we always going to speak about plans, to speak about decisions that we have already made. Now it's time to speak about will. Many students have problems understanding this word, will. Actually, where to use will and how? Don't worry, I'm going to give you lots of instructions in this lesson. I'm going to help you understand how to use will and where to use will. We use will in different situations. Okay, we are going to speak about the first situation. We use will or won't for promises. Promises that you make. Okay, for example, we can say, I'll send you an email. I promise you. I'll send you an email. Or, I won't tell anyone your secrets. This is a promise. I won't tell anyone your secrets. Don't worry. He'll pay you back tomorrow. This is a promise. He'll pay you back tomorrow. We won't forget your birthday. We won't forget your birthday. As you can see in these sentences, we use actually will to speak about promises. And that's pretty simple. Number two, we use will for offers. When you offer somebody something, you can also use will. But how? Let me give you some examples to make everything very clear for you. For example, I'll buy you a drink. This is my offer. I'll buy you a drink. Or, my secretary will help you with the paperwork. My secretary will help you with the paperwork. So, as you can see in the second situation, we use will to speak about offers, and that's pretty simple. Okay, we can also use will for decisions made in that moment. When you are speaking and actually at the time of speaking you make some decisions, we can use will. Remember, will is different from going to. We use going to speak about decisions that we have already made, but here we use will to speak about decisions that is made in the time of speaking. So guys, let me give you some examples to make everything clear for you. Would you like potatoes or rice? I'll have the rice. So you can see, this is a conversation between two persons, and the other person is making this decision in the time of speaking. Which shirt do you like? Well, the red one is cheaper, but I prefer the color blue. I'll take the blue one. I'll take the blue one. So, as you can see, the guy is just making this decision in the time of speaking, in that moment. So whenever you want to make decisions, actually in that moment, at the time of speaking, you can always use will. Do not use going to. We use going to speak about decisions that we have already made and we have already spoke about. This is a difference between will and actually going to. You can either use will or won't or going to for predictions and general statements about future. So we can use both will and going to speak about predictions and general statements we make about the future. This is a very essential and important point. Okay, let me just give you some examples actually to make you understand how can we use will and going to about predictions and general statements. Example number one. My company is going to move its headquarters overseas next year. So this is a kind of prediction actually the guy is making. Or we can say, my company will move its headquarters overseas next year. So we are speaking about prediction. Sentence number two. Your wife will love these flowers. They are beautiful. Actually, this is a prediction that we are making. Maybe she will not love these flowers. But because the flowers are very beautiful, we predict that your wife will love these flowers. The economy isn't going to improve much this year. Or we can say the economy won't improve much this year. This is my prediction because everything is going bad. So my prediction is that the economy is not going to improve much this year. And the last sentence is, he won't pass the test. He hasn't studied at all. Or we can say, he's not going to pass the test. He hasn't studied at all. So as you can see, in this sentence, we are predicting that the guy is not going to pass the test because he has not studied. He spent all of the day playing and going out with his friends. So this is my prediction, and I predict that he's not going to pass the test. So we can use will, both will and going to make some predictions about the future. And there is a very important tip here, very important point. Please pay attention to this point. Use I think will and I don't think or will to express thoughts about the future. Okay, when you want to express your thoughts about the future, we can use these two structures. Don't use I think, won't, it doesn't sound natural. For example, don't say, I think you won't like this movie. It's very violent. It's wrong. You should say, I don't think you will like this movie. It's very violent. So remember always, we make the first part of the sentence negative, okay? We don't make the second part negative. It's wrong and it's not natural. That's it. Okay, everybody, that's the end of lesson number one, which was about going to and will. And I'm sure you have understood these points. These points that I explained for you are very, very important. Please do not forget to do the quizzes. We have 10 questions for every lesson. And you need to actually do these questions in order to understand and make sure you understand everything. And if you have problems understanding some points, I suggest you to come back and review and study the lesson again. And there is a PDF also. You can actually review the lesson in the PDF and practice it with your friends. And at the end, I have to tell you, if you have any questions, please ask me your questions. I will always be there to answer your questions. Grammar is easy. You just need to practice. That's it. Thank you and goodbye.